Welcome to the Farm Beats podcast.
Farm Beats is proudly produced by the Nebraska Digital Agriculture team and hosted by students at the University of Nebraska.
The Farm Beats podcast comes to you each week to discuss the trends, the realities, and the value of digital agriculture.
Through interviews with expert producers and innovators from across the agriculture industry, we hope that you step away from each episode with new practical knowledge of digital agricultural technology. Hello, FarmBits followers, and welcome to another episode of the FarmBits podcast. I'm Camila Rodriguez.
And I'm Victor Ferreira, and we are glad to have you here with us as we begin our discussion on RN and Cloud-E technologies for nitrogen management.
Could you please introduce yourself and provide an overview of your career journey?
Sure. So, hello, my name is Ankita Kalra, and I was born in India. I pursued my bachelor's in electronics engineering at IIT Varanasi. I moved to the USA in 2017 to pursue a master's degree in computer vision at Carnegie Mellon. Currently, I'm a PhD student at Department of Biological System Engineering, focusing on applications of computer vision and AI in agriculture. My interest in computer science and agricultural engineering stems from my passion for technology and its potential to solve real-world problems, particularly in agriculture.
That's great, Ankita. What led you to computer science and agriculture engineering?
So my journey to computer science began with my fascination for how technology can be harnessed to solve complex problems. And during my master's program, I became deeply interested in computer vision and its myriad applications. Most of them were quite theoretical, and I needed something which is more applied. That's when I started my PhD in August 2022. I decided to focus on the intersection of computer vision and agricultural engineering, recognizing the immense potential to improve agricultural practices and sustainability through AI.
That's nice. Thank you for sharing. And could you explain your current research?
Sure. So currently, my research revolves around developing AI-driven solutions for precision agriculture. And one of my key projects is that I'm working on a platform called as AIRN, which is AI-enabled robotic precision nitrogen management platform. This project aims to optimize nitrogen application in corn fields using advanced AI and robotic systems to enhance crop yield and resource efficiency.
Yeah, that's awesome, Ankita. And talking about that, could you explain a little bit more about AI, RN, and Cloud-E?
So AIRN platform is specifically, it's a machine learning model specifically designed for nitrogen management, and Cloud-E is a generic context-aware platform which can be installed in pretty much any existing infrastructure and can be used for different applications as well. If it is like irrigation management, you know, or like pest control, it could be used for that as well. So one of the chapters for my research is about just creating a generic, you know, context-aware cloud, and then how to use that cloud just for the nitrogen management is what AIRN is about. So basically, that is just like focusing more on optimizing nitrogen application in corn fields.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I think that's pretty interesting because like in Nebraska, we have a big concern about the amount of nitrogen we have in the groundwater. So basically, even for me, I have a research focusing on that. And I think you as well, right, Camila? So I think that's very, very nice. Nice project.
Yeah. And what types of data inputs are required by the AI model AIRN to generate N recommendations? And how are these data inputs collected?
Yeah, So the AIRN model requires several data inputs to generate nitrogen recommendations. The primarily which we are using is NDVI, that is Normalized Difference Vegetation Index, and then NDRE, again, which is just about the red edge. So these are good indicators of nitrogen level. And then these are taken from sensors like OptimRx or Trimble Green Seeker, which are installed on a boom of any, you know, a ground vehicle. And then there are environmental conditions captured from the NOAA database, as well as existing like soil properties from the Shishurgo database. Then we are using some digital evaluation maps and topological wetness index. And then right now I've incorporated satellite imagery data as well for testing from the Planet Labs, in which I try to calculate the NDRE index. So yeah, these data can be collected through UGVs, which are equipped with multispectral cameras, weather stations, and other historical farm records. Currently, the ARN model uses sense data, which was already, you know, collected in between the durations of 2015 and 2017. So yeah, that's about it.
How does the ARN model process and analyze data to provide optimal any recommendations?
The ARN model processes and analyzes the collected data using machine learning algorithms to identify patterns and correlation. It integrates these insights to provide optimal nitrogen recommendations, considering both current field condition and historical data to make precise and timely decisions. So right now, like since we already have a historical data, so we have basically used that data to train a machine learning model, and then we are predicting that on the current field conditions. So that's how it is able to process and analyze the data.
And what are the benefits of using an AI-driven cloud-based platform like CloudE over traditional decisions-making methods in agricultural sprayer systems?
Definitely. So an AI-driven cloud-based platform like CloudE offers several advantages over traditional decision-making methods, which includes the first and the foremost is the scalability and accessibility from any location. Since this server, the CloudE server, is centralized, it can be accessed through any IoT edge, pretty much from anywhere. And then the scalability is that it can be used for a small, medium, large size farm. So that's not an issue with probably no additional hardware. Then CloudE can also process and analyze data in real time, taking into account the specific context of each field conditions. So this allows for highly tailored recommendations that consider current environmental factors, crop health, and soil conditions, leading to more precise and effective nitrogen management. The third thing is that CloudE's modular design enables it to be easily adapted for various agricultural applications. So whether it is nitrogen management, pest control, or irrigation, the platform's flexible architecture allows for the integration of different modules tailored to specific needs. This makes it a versatile tool for farmers with diverse requirements. And the final and the foremost thing is that it offers continuous adaptation and improvement. CloudE continuously learns from the aggregated data it collects, improving its model and recommendations over time. And this ensures that the platform evolves and adapts to new conditions and challenges, providing farmers with up-to-date and optimized solutions.
That's a lot of factors involved. That's really nice.
Yeah. So, Ankita, how does the CloudE platform handle real-time data and adapt its recommendations during the in-application operations?
Yeah, so the CloudE platform handles real-time data through IoT devices and cloud computing infrastructure. It continuously monitors field condition and adapts its recommendation during nitrogen application operations to ensure optimal performance. Additionally, we give a control to farmer whether if the site variability is too high and they don't need a real-time, you know, data handling, then that that functionality can be switched off. And if they need something more uniform, that is all also in farmer's control.
And what measures are in place to ensure the reliability and accuracy of the AI model RN in various field conditions?
Yeah, so currently, since this is more in experimental phase, so to ensure the reliability and accuracy of the RN model in various field conditions, it is trained on sense data set from the year of 2015 and 2016. To give a brief about Project SENSE, it's an acronym for Sensors for Efficient Nitrogen Use and Stewardship of the Environment. This is a project initiated by an on-farm research team of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and supported by 5 natural resource districts, the Nebraska Corn Board and the USDA. Project SENSE aims to improve nitrogen use efficiency and farmer profitability by adapting the sensor-based nitrogen management practice in farming. Project SENSE conducted studies comparing growers' conventional nitrogen application process with sensor-based nitrogen application practices on over 50 farm sites from the year of 2015 to 2017 in eastern Nebraska. And now this project is continued by Nebraska Extension Center, and I am working through them.
Nice. Can you provide examples of how AIRN and Cloudy platform has improved crop yield and resource efficiency in practical applications?
So since this test, the practical tests are still ongoing and it's more in an experimental proof of concept phase, we still have tested it on, like, we have trained our ARN model for the data from the SENSE in the year of 2015 and 2016, and have tested it on the data from the year 2017. And we are yet in the process of conducting some tests from the satellite imagery in the current year. Till now, it has given us 95% accuracy. With 95% accuracy, it tells whether the farmer should use sense-based crop model or just should go by his own recommendation. So, and as we train it on more data, we are sure to get some more improved nitrogen recommendations.
That's great. It's a high rate, right? 95% of accuracy, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really high.
Yeah.
And what are the future developments and enhancements planned for the CloudE platform and the RN model?
Future developments for the CloudE platform and the RN model is that, like, we plan to integrate more advanced sensors and data sources. And then we plan to develop enhanced multimodal machine learning algorithms for even better recommendations. And then we plan to expand it to other crops like soybean and probably different geographic regions. Then or we can, you know, collaborate with universities to crowdsource the data and check whether, you know, the ARN model is working on the new data set. And then obviously we plan to work in some user-friendly interfaces and mobile applications for farmers so that they can test on their farms if they need.
How do farmers perceive the adoption of technology for nitrogen management, and what factors influence their acceptance?
Yeah. So far from the survey which were conducted, farmers' perception of technology adoption for nitrogen management is generally positive, especially when they see tangible benefits such as cost savings and yield improvements. Factors influencing their acceptance include ease of use, reliability, cost, and demonstrated success in similar operation. And definitely cost is being the major factor here.
And what equipment does the farmer need to use the CloudE platform for decision making?
So as of now, like I'm just using a mini PC, which is like a small box, and that can be pretty much involved, installed in any tractors or any existing agriculture robot. And this is basically an IoT edge, which is Wi-Fi enabled, and it should have the access to cloud infrastructure. And then the cloud infrastructure could be anything like AWS, or it could be like different type of, Microsoft Azure, or some in-house server as well. And then that is enough to get started with the cloudy platform.
So Ankita, for students who want to work in computer science and agriculture engineering, what would be the first step and what are the required skills you have found to be helpful?
Yes, so for students interested in working within computer science and agriculture engineering, the first step is to build a strong foundation in both fields. And when I talk about like in both, building a strong foundations, then I'm only talking about like the essential key skills, like the essential skills include the programming, data analysis, or machine learning, and also like some solid understanding of different agricultural practices which are done. So for me, I try to, like, since I come from a computer science background, I try to understand different agricultural practices and then different growth stages of corn and where nitrogen is applied and stuff like that. So then, yeah, definitely I tried to gain some practical experience through internships, which was really valuable for my ongoing research work.
Yeah, it's really good that you have that curiosity to know the field and not just think about the computer and technology. That will for sure help in future advancement.
Yeah.
So, is there any t additional topic you want to discuss that hasn't been addressed yet?
I think probably most of the things have been addressed, but the only thing I'm amazed with is that, like, it was like until now I had a really fruitful, collaboration, and so it is worth discussing the importance of interdisciplinary collaboration. So the integration of AI and agriculture requires expertise from multiple domains, and collaboration can significantly enhance innovation and implementation, and which is something which I, realized throughout my PhD journey until now.
That's great. And Ankira, a tradition of FarmBeats podcast is to ask for a piece of advice. What advice would you give to anyone interested in developing AI technology for the future of the agriculture?
Definitely. The first thing is that to embrace the principles of AI for good. AI can do a lot of things, but embracing the principles of AI for good is kind of like primary, because we plan to leverage technology not just for, economical gain, but also to address global challenge such as food security, environmental sustainability, and resource management. And the work should not only enhance agricultural productivity, but also contribute to well-being of communities and the preservation of our planet for future generations. And then by focusing on these values, we can make a meaningful and positive impact on the world through AI innovations in agriculture.
That's a wonderful response. And just one curiosity here, Ankita. If people want to know about your research, if they want to follow you, where can they find you?
Yes, they can find me on my LinkedIn and my email ID, that is akalra2@huskers.unl.edu. I have my website up, ankitakalra.com. They can message me through that as well.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure to share that in our the episode description, Ankita.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank
Yep.
you for your participation. This was
Yeah.
a wonderful conversation.
Yeah. That was great, Ankita. Yeah, thank you very much for accepting the the invite to be here today and talk to us and explain about your project. And as I mentioned before, I think like working with nitrogen applications and try to be like practical in the field and applying only what the plant needs, you know, I think it's pretty important right now. And that's a big concern here in Nebraska, and I would say for the whole Midwest as well. But your research is pretty cool. I liked talking to you today.
Yeah. I learned a lot as well.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good conversation.
Yeah. Thanks guys for giving me this opportunity to connect with you and share about my work with the community. Thanks for that opportunity.
Thank you very much to Ankita Carla for taking the time to join this episode of the FarmBits podcast. It's really exciting how technologies such as AI are supporting nitrogen management. One of my favorite part of this episode is how many field effectors are correlated to support technology development.
I also think the project related with optimizing nitrogen application agriculture is very important, even here in Nebraska, where we deal with nitrate leaching issue. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we look forward to share another Digital Ag story with you next week on FarmBits. Thank you for taking the time to join us today on the FarmBits podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen to the podcast to be informed about the latest content each week.
We welcome your feedback, so if you have comments or questions for us, please reach out to us over email, on Twitter, or in the reviews section of your favorite podcast platform. Our contact information can be found in the show notes.
We would like to thank Nebraska Extension for their support for this podcast and their commitment to providing high quality informational material to members of the agricultural community in Nebraska and beyond.
The opinions expressed by the host and guest on this podcast are solely their own and do not reflect the views of Nebraska Extension or the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
We look forward to you joining us next week for another episode of FarmBits.